First of all, we're asking in the show, the first hour, our talkie till 10, why would anyone want to use public transport these days? I guess the answer is because they have to, because they need to get places. But really, if you had a choice, would you? Because in some places it can be pretty awful. So let's look at some of the early responses from people before I introduce my next two guests. And the first one is very positive. It's from David in Melbourne. He says, good morning, Chris. In Melbourne, we have an excellent public transport system where we can catch a train to London, which takes just over 1 hour, together with a bus service, which takes you to St Ives in 90 minutes via Addenbrookes Hospital and Cambridge Rail Station. No complaints here, says David from Melbourne. John says, Daniel, that's Daniel Zeichler, forgets that when we were boys, traffic was much lighter. Whether in private or public ownership doesn't matter. Also, allegedly, stagecoach can be difficult to work with, told to me by the drivers. And that's backed up by Rebecca, who says this. Stagecoach bus drivers told me a few weeks ago the reason some buses were cancelled was due to issues finding drivers. They had to bring in some drivers from other areas of the country. This is due to high cost of living in Cambridge. Wages and cost of living don't match. And she says she gets the stagecoach bus number 2. And very often, first thing in the morning around 7 o'clock, the buses don't turn up. They just don't turn up. They're missing because there aren't the drivers. And there's no advance warning. And instead of waiting for 10 minutes for a bus, you wait for 20 minutes. And obviously at this time of year, in the cold and the wet, that can be a pretty chilly 20 minutes. Thank you for that, Rebecca. And here's another one from someone who lives out Newmarket way. Say, local big green bus company are out our way, are infrequent, but always bang on time. So a real mix we're getting from around the county. Tell us what your local buses and your train services are like, please. 08000 85 95 96. Help us just talk about this whole public transport system. Is it working for you? Let's bring in a couple of guests. Richard Wood is Cambridge Area Bus Users Group Chair. Hello, Richard. Morning.
Hi. Secretary, actually. But
Secretary. I do apologise. I've just changed that right now, Secretary. And also with us is Julie Howell. Morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough. And tell us, what do you think of the services out your way?
Well, out where I am, it's kind of an urban area, so we're not one of those particularly rural areas. But listening to the gentleman from Stagecoach a moment ago, absolutely congestion is an issue. We're supposed to have a service that runs every 10 minutes to and from the city. It certainly doesn't. You get to kind of 10 o'clock in the morning or so, and because of congestion in the city centre, buses are really backed up. What we want most of all for bus services, for people to have faith in them, is that they're accessible, affordable, but also reliable. And, as some callers have said, nobody wants to be left standing at a bus not knowing if it's going to turn up or not.
Well, I mean, that is the question, isn't it? And there's this statement that you heard there from Stagecoach, from Andy Campbell. And by the way, well done to Andy Campbell. He always fronts up. He always comes and talks to us. We try to get hold of lots of bus companies and train companies. I've got to tell you, very often they don't respond. And the man's retiring next week, actually. And to his credit, he always comes and talks and fronts it up. So let's, first of all, say well done to him for that. You may not always like what he's going to tell you, but I've got to tell you, he's pretty honest about it, Richard Wood. From the Cambridge Area Bus Users Group. You heard what he said there. Do you take issue with anything Andy said about the problems and the causes of them?
Certainly, congestion is a huge problem. I mean, in looking at the urban parts, I live off Mill Road, and there is quite frequently that you'll have a huge queue of traffic heading towards the city centre. You'll see three buses stuck in it. So if the final one in the queue is on time, it means the one ahead of it is 10 minutes late, and the one in front of that is 20 minutes late. And you know, that's something that no bus operator, private or public, can do much about.
That's a much bigger question, isn't it?
Authorities have really got to get on top of that. But
Richard, what about his other statement there that you know, that rural bus services aren't being hurt? That's not the one that they cancel.
A friend of mine who lives out on the City 7 route needed to get to Addenbrookes, and he waited at the bus stop. One was announced coming at, shall we say, sort of 10:15, and then 10:15 came and went, and that bus that was announced on the laser display, whizzy thing, you know, that bus simply disappeared from the schedule on there.
Wow.
Okay, so there's one 20 minutes later. So he waits for that. That's announced. It disappeared. No bus came. And the point was that that's both an urban and a rural service.
We're not suggesting a Bermuda Triangle of buses.
What's happening there? I queried this with the county's public transport people who have contractors who run these right across from here through to Northamptonshire. The problem there is with Stagecoach have not updated their software to tally with the county's contractor's software, so that if they do cancel a service, it's no longer announced on the displays at the bus stop.
That sounds bonkers to me.
People will at least know there ain't a bus coming, so they won't be waiting for the mystery of the disappearing bus.
Extraordinary. You know? Thank you, Richard, for that. Les from Over says, I use the 5 and the guided bus. They're mostly pretty good. Odd time they don't turn up, but most pretty good. On Twitter, Roussel de Carvalho, very exotic-sounding listener, says, anyone with a sane mind would use eco-friendly public transport rather than drive. Cambridge needs investment on light rail and electric trams to cut traffic and improve environment. It is that simple. And I'm sure you'd echo that. Julie Howell is a Green councillor. And, of course, the bus companies, I think, are ordering in more electric buses, aren't they?
That's right. And we've talked up top about the problem being congestion. Of course, what is causing the congestion is not the buses, it's the cars. It's the amount of people making single-person car journeys. I think we need to do a bit more work on the image of buses. I don't drive, so I take the bus absolutely everywhere, or I walk. And the buses now are getting quite sophisticated. A lot of them have got Wi-Fi. They're very comfortable. You can actually sit and do work on them the way that you would on the train. And perhaps people aren't aware of this, that the bus is no longer this, you know, horrible, uncomfortable, slow, necessarily journey to where you're trying to get to. It's become more sophisticated. And I think what Stagecoach needs to do and what the council needs to encourage is to, for people to look again at buses. We have this idea that Peterborough can be an environmental city. Yeah. We are nowhere near it.
And as I understand it, there is a proposal for a further reduction to the bus subsidy budget, about £150,000 worth, which could affect people who get their journeys subsidised.
That's absolutely right. Well, the total budget is £3,715,000, and £3 million of that is the statutory reimbursement for the concessionary fares. That's people who have, you know, the bus passes so they can travel after a certain time for free. And the City Council is looking to make a lot of savings from its budget at the moment, and is looking to take £150,000 worth of savings away, you know, from the buses. And this is, you know, it's a difficult situation. I would like the buses to be in public ownership. We are where we are at the moment.
I asked that of Andy Campbell. He said it would be a nightmare, but like it was before, with a massively expensive, and there wouldn't be any change to the services, just more people working in central control.
Yeah, I caught him saying that. I mean, at the moment, Mayor James Palmer is doing a review as part
Isn't
of the combined
he?
Authority, doing a strategic bus review, I believe, is due by the end of the year. So
yeah. He hasn't asked Andy Campbell for his view, though. Do you know
not?
That?
Have you not?
No.
That's not very good, is it?
That came out in the chat. Richard Wood, if you were, or have you been asked by the Mayor for your views on why to go forward?
Well, we, our Chair and I were proactive there and met the Mayor to discuss his views. One of the points he did make was, Tannis with Andy Campbell, he said, well, you know, I'm an elected mayor, I'm not a transport professional, I haven't run a bus company, which is why I'm getting transport Peter Hardy of Sistra, you know, who would have talked to Andy Campbell as well. He had a meeting with stakeholders, you know, so, but our input to that, well, first question from Sistra was, Peter Hardy was, well, what do you think of the bus network as it is at the moment? And the general view was, there is no network because Stagecoach have a network, Whippet have a declining network, then there's the A to B bus company and the big green bus company, the ones whose buses are painted white, by the way, and there's no centralised place where you can get a timetable.
Richard, that is a brilliant answer. There is no bus network. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. You look and try and get connections to trains and buses and everything else. There is no network as it is at the moment. Thank you both for giving your views. We've got more guests to come. We've got a stack of your views around Cambridgeshire to give you. But first of all,